Ingles.
Oh, well.
Number 346.
Y'all key that?
346 in the old.
346 in old book. I know my name is there.
Trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. You know, if you are one of his, we have a reason to shout for it, don't we,
man?
And I'm so thankful that he called my name one day.
Amen.
And let me be a part of it. But I got to stay on the straight. You know, I got to keep the faith.
Amen.
And, you know, there's still many out there that's lost and undone. And I just, my prayer is that I'll be saved. But I know there's going to be some that just don't answer that call.
Lord help.
But I just pray that you do. If the Lord's speaking to your heart, just answer the call. I'm going to turn it over to Buford and let the kids go to the classes.
We've been moved before the cleansing fire. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you glorious, resting in His grace? Now are you washed in the blood?
13. We'll start with the verse 37. Say amen when you get there.
Bless you, brother.
And he answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of the kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their fathers. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hidden in the field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had, and bought it again. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. You know, I've been camping, and last night it got cold. And, we've got a burn pit down there, and I built up a fire. Well, it's still cold. Built it up a little more. Well, it started getting hot. So I had to back up a little bit, you know, and I'm thinking, well, I'm glad that I have a chance not to go to hell.
Amen.
You know, and just the burning, you know, just like a rich man, you know, he's begging for that drop of water. I don't want to have to beg for a drop of water. I want to be the one that's going to heaven.
Amen.
You know, that's going to be like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, you know. Just the Lord walking around with me. You know, that's what I'm after.
Bless
protecting me.
Amen.
I'm so thankful that I serve a God as mighty as He is.
Amen.
And I just can't praise Him enough. I just want to lift Him up on high.
Hallelujah.
I just want to praise the Lord. It's all about Him.
Amen, brother.
Does anyone have anything this morning?
Randy's gonna try a song.
Bless you, Lord.
Boy, do you look at that scripture he just read there? The Lord plainly told us about the two different type of seeds that were sowed. The good seed, which is the Word of God. He explains the world was the ground that it was sown in, but there was also another seed that was sown that the devil sowed. So you'll always find the good seed and the bad seed. But I'll guarantee you, you'll be able to outdo the devil if you'll stay with Jesus.
Amen. That's right,
brother. Amen. What key is that, buddy? Open the letter.
Open the letter, yeah. Pray for us. We've only done this maybe once.
What do you reckon that is, baby?
Probably a B.
A B?
A B for your at, G. Make it too high. Go back one.
Go back one, she said.
Just thought about this on the way to church this morning, being Memorial Day weekend. In that land across the sea, there's a job for you and me. Though our presence there may not be found, stay each night and day on that battle line and pray. We must never lay our weapons down. We don't have to be a soldier in a uniform to be of service over there. While the so brave we stand, with our weapons made at hand. Let us trust and use the weapon of prayer. Many thousand miles away, someone sheds their blood today. With our hearts so true and brave, they go yours and mine. Let us join the battle line with a weapon that will save our land. We don't have to be a soldier in a uniform to be of service over there. While the boys so bravely let us trust and use the weapon of prayer. When the planes and tanks and guns have done all that they can do, when the mighty bombs have rained and failed, still the helpful hand above holds the weapon made of love. And again, soldier in a uniform to be a service over there. While the boys so bravely stand with the weapons made at hand, let us trust and use the weapon of prayer. While the boys boy so bravely stand with the weapons made of man. Let us trust and use the weapon of prayer.
Guess that's the greatest weapon that we got. Prayer changes things, don't it?
Amen. Does anyone else have anything on their heart this morning? Not in the prayer of
the fall. Praise the Lord.
What a God. What a weapon. What a day.
Amen.
It's good to be in the house of God today.
Amen.
This, I don't ever want to forget. Guys, the men, women, people that fought and died for our freedom. A lot of people give, but there were some give all. And there's markers out there that where they fought for our freedom. And it's a lot of things on our mind today, the Sunday school, the shape that we're in, the way the world and the country's in. Thank you, brother. There's one thing about it. I'm glad to be a child of God.
Amen.
I'm glad to know that my hope's not in this world, but it's in that great country out there that's to come. That's all right. You just let that youngin' alone. It's been a long time since I've got a whole youngin'. Praise the Lord, youngin'. What's your name? What's his name?
Conrad.
Conrad?
Yeah.
Praise God. Conrad. You know what that sounds like? Sounds to me like a soldier. Conrad. Good to be in the house of God. Turn your Bibles with us this morning. Conrad, honey, I've got you, buddy. You turn around here and you face the people out there. Turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy. All right, buddy. He wants to get down and crawl. Just don't step on him, church. The only thing I know today is 2 Timothy, chapter number 2. Now, I want to talk to you this morning. They Memorial Day weekend starts our summer. And we recognize it's a memorial for them that we look to and recognize it, that they laid down their life and they fought for our freedom. But I don't ever want to forget this blessed old book right here. As I heard Buford say, when Queen Elizabeth died and King James began to take over in 1607, he said it like this. He said, I want that book that were that a man behind a mule hold a plow was able to have his hands on it. Not only that, have it and be able to understand it. And this right here is what we try to pattern our life by, is the Word of God. But here in 2 Timothy chapter number 2, I want to talk to you just a minute. Start reading here. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 1. Second Timothy 2 and 1 said, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who are able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. You may be seated this morning in the house of God, but you look here in the Word of God. But let's turn on over there to the fourth chapter of this book, and you kindly think and you go back to what Paul told Timothy there. He said, "Be strong, my son, in the grace of God." He said, "You know what's right. You know what to do. You know what needs to take place." He said, "You're going to have to endure hardness." He said, "If you're going to be a good soldier," he said, "not only you're going to have to endure hardness." He said, "You can't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life, and be chosen of Him and be a good soldier." So that tells me that I ought to have one main thing and one thing on my mind is to be a follower of Christ and be a good soldier in the army of God. There's a lot of things on our mind this morning. You pray for us. But in the fourth chapter here, in the same book, in verse number 5, he goes back and tells him this. He said, "But watch thou in all things." He said, "Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry." Now look right here what Paul said. He was getting ready to leave this world. He's getting ready to leave this walk of life. But right here's what he said in verse number 6. He said, "I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is hand." He said, "I fought a good fight. I've finished my course and I've kept the faith." That's all I want to read right there this morning. But I want you to look right here just for a few minutes as we think about the soldiers of God and the people of God and the things of God. But let's look back in John chapter number 10 here for a few minutes, and you pray for us that God would anoint us and help us here for a few minutes. Paul not only said that I am now ready to be offered, he said, "I've fought a good fight," and he goes on, he said "there's laid up something for me there." I mean, and that's what we're looking for, that great day with being in eternity with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul, no doubt, was a man of God chosen out there on the road to Damascus. And brother, he's made my hero. You surely know me enough by now that that little 138-pound preacher was made my hero. He was an example to these young Timothy and Titus and the men of God. That said under him, and he brought up and nourished and helped them in their ministry, and he said, "Make full proof of your ministry through the work of an evangelist." Praise God, fight the good fight of faith. Every opportunity of God, share the gospel to this lost and dying world. But let's look here in John chapter number 10 at another example we've had we talked about Timothy, be a good soldier now. But let's look here at chapter number 10, verse number 14. He said, "I'm the good shepherd and know my sheep and are known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." You talk about a good soldier. You talk about a good leader, a good commander. He laid his life down for his truth, for his sheep. And the Bible says, he said, "And other sheep I have," he said, "which are not of this fold." He said, "Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No man take it from me, but I lay it down to myself, and I have power to lay it down and have power to take it again. This commandment I received of my Father." And we're going to go here in a minute to another place in the Word of God. But we see here that Paul now was of God. Paul was no doubt a preacher of righteousness. He was a preacher called of God. And not only that, he had men that he had brought up and under him. Timothy for one, and Titus for another one. that the outreach of the gospel, how that it reached men and women out there, and they begin to become part of the family of God. And brother, they begin to put on the whole armor of God. And they begin to fight the good fight of faith. And brother, they endured hardness as a good soldier. And we think about John chapter number 10 right here. And we see here the greatest man that's ever been known. And his name is Jesus. And he called himself. He said, I'm the good shepherd. And the good shepherd, he said he'll lay his life down for his sheep. And he said, the sheep know my voice, and they'll follow me. And he said, I have other sheep that you know not of. He said, but when I bring them in, he said, there'll be one fold and one shepherd. And thank God he come to do the will of the Father. I remember yonder in John, in the book of the Revelation, the Bible said John began to weep and to cry because he seen the destruction of mankind and the shape that the world had got in. And brother, something had to be done and needed to be done. And he seen the wrath of God being poured out. And brother, he seen the shape that man was in. And brother, the Bible said John, he began to weep, and the Bible said, one of them said, John, weep not. He said, we found one out of the line of the tribe of Judah. He's able to go and to open these seals that are closed up. You and I were sealed for damnation and hell. But he opened the book, boys and girls, and made a way for us, and became the good shepherd that laid his life down for his sheep. And he not only laid it down, he had power to raise it again. And if Jesus had rose from the dead, then our faith and our preaching would be in vain. But thank God this morning, he's teaching us how to be a good soldier of the cross. Amen. Think about this. My dad was drafted into the army, and he spent his hitch in Germany. And he's over there in the wintertime, and then during the setting up the guns, and ground froze down solid down to your waist, and Captain Sergeant said, move the guns 10 foot, and worked all day digging through the hard froze dirt and moved it, and he wasn't had much more, and he got the can of the guns set, and the captain said, move them again. Daddy said, I didn't care much about that, but he was my captain. Hey, listen, we'll have to endure hardship as a soldier. We'll have to do things that we don't like sometimes. You might be against this, and you might be against that. But I'll guarantee you one thing. If you want to be a soldier of the cross, you're going to have to endure hardness and fight the good fight of faith and be a soldier and a warrior to the glory of God. Now I want you to turn your Bible over to 1 Peter, where all this started. 1 Peter is where all this got started. 1 Peter, chapter number 2. Now I want you to pay close attention to what I'm going to talk to you about this morning. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 15. He said, for so is the will of God that with well doing ye might put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. I'm going to tell you something this morning, guys. When I'm in the battle, I'm going to tell you something. Last night, I dreamed, I don't know what time it was, up in the morning, I fought with the devil. I mean, in my dream, he was trying to come up out of the water. He was trying to come up and to get a hold of people. But I know through the power of God, I could keep him down. But then that's how I woke up. I victory over him, the devil. I'm going to tell you something this morning, guys. It's high time we realize that we need to do what God said and put to silence some of these dumb and foolish questions. Amen. People say, how do you, where you go to church? What does it matter? There ain't but one church. You go where God leads you. If you're led to go somewhere to the house of God, if that's you're in the place God wants you to be, God will put an under shepherd there to feed your soul. And realize if we learn the things of God, we can put to silence a lot of these foolish questions. Ignorant men. Let me just go right quick like to 2 Peter and read this right here. They talk about ignorant and unlearned, and I'm gonna go back to where I was, but I want to read this right here about foolish questions and to be a soldier of God and a soldier of the cross. And we'll get into the troops and so on here in just a few minutes. But Peter's writing here in chapter 2 Peter 2. He said, verse number 12, he said, but these are natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. I'm talking about foolishness, and Paul's is showing Timothy here in the Word of God. He said, we're going to put to silence some foolish questions. And why? How are we going to do that? We're going to reveal that bird.
Amen.
He said right here, he said they're going to be destroyed by their own corruption, and they shall receive the reward of unrighteous, and they that count it pleasure to write in the daytime, spots are they, and blemishes sporting themselves with their own deceiving while they feast with you. I'm talking about, brother, they'll creep right in, they'll feast with you, and their out, their end is destruction, their end no doubt is hellfire. But right here is the reason why, in verse number 14, he said, having eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin, beguiling unsuitable souls and heart that have exercise with covetous profit, and cursed children. God's word explains every bit of it. You want to know why people are ashamed they're in? Men's eyes are full of adultery and they can't keep from sinning. Without the Son of God in our heart and our life, we'd all be a shipwreck. We'd all be in a mess. But he said right here, we need to learn how that we can stop ignorant things in our life and stop foolish questions and things. He said, they're like that. He said, verse number 15, he said, which have forsaken the right way. That's what it looks to me like this morning. At one time, they was in the right way, but they forsaken the right way. Which have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, the mule, preached to him. God used he said, speaking with a man's voice, forbid the madness of a prophet. He said, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried away with tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Well, I could go on. Let me read one more verse. He said, for when they speak swelling words of vanity, which is pride and arrogance, They allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, of whom a man is overcome, and the same is brought into bondage, into slavery. Hey, don't tell me if you want to be a soldier of God and a soldier of Christ, let the word of God be imputed in you and in me, and let God have confidence in us that we'll stand for what's right and stand for the word of God and be a good soldier of the cross and fight the good fight of faith and pray God one day it'll all be over, but on the way there I want to be free on the journey.
Amen.
Don't stand and tell me not to commit adultery when you commit it with your own eyes and your own lustful heart. Don't tell me not to steal if you're stealing. And don't tell me to not rob God if you're robbing him. Hey, If you want to be a good soldier of the cross, pray God, get in that old book and learn the ways of God.
Amen.
I don't know whether it's true or not, but I heard about a man that went to army. And they say that he was against guns, but he wanted to be a soldier. And wouldn't carry a gun. But during the war, during the outbreak of the bombing and the shooting, you know what he done? He'd go get the wounded and he'd bring them back. He'd go get, boy, I feel the Lord. He'd go get the wounded and he would bring them back. And you know, I'd blood through the blood and the guts and the niceness and the filth that he had to crawl through. He'd lay one soldier down and his heart would say, God, let me get one more. Hey, out there this morning, why do you think the way I do what I do is to try to get people right with God and see them saved by the grace of God and be a good soldier of the cross? And when I see one saved, I want another. Hey, it ain't been lustful or wanting things that I don't have any control of. It's to see people want to God, be a soldier of God, and be a good troop inspector, and give God praise and honor and glory, and fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
Just let me get one more. Now let's go back over to 1 Peter where I was. Chapter number 2, verse 15. For so is the will of God that with well doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using liberty for a cloak of malices, but as a servant of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your own master with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward, or to the harsh. I don't like the way he preaches. He hollers and screams and slobbers. I can't help it. God set me up that way. When I get it in me, boys, I can't help it. I like to shout it from that rooftop, praise God. Hey, join the army of God, be a good soldier of the crowd. Hey, said God, he said we can put to stop a lot of this old foolishness if we just learn the things of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, honor the king, servants, be subject, verse 18, servants be subject to your master with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. For this is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endureth grief, suffering wrongfully. You know how over the years I've preached judgment? Preached what sin will cost you. And people that was guilty of it, and I didn't know, and God just, and they get mad at me. Me just trying to help people, they get mad at you. When you want fruit, I mean, pray God, clear your conscience. Get right with God. Put everything under the blood.
Amen.
Be a good soldier of the cross. Be subject to this. Let me tell you something. If you was in the army and your captain told you to not go to a place, warned you before, and you went, there'd be landmines there, there'd be lives lost. You wouldn't be so mad at him then. Servants, if you want to love God, you have to love the brotherhood.
That's right.
If you want to be a servant of God, you have to learn to serve others.
Right.
If you can't serve others, you can't serve God. The two commandments, Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, body, soul, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. If you can't love your neighbor, and if you can't be a servant, if you want to serve God, you got to learn to serve others. That man didn't come to be a captain without serving people. You don't be a captain without serving people. You don't start off as a private. You're interested. You learn the ways of God and the things of God. Keep your nose clean. God promoteth. God put one man down, setteth up another man. That man didn't start out as a captain. He was learning to be a servant and subject to those around him. Let's go on here. I've not even got to my message yet. Verse number 20. For what glory is it when you are buffered for your faults? You shall take it patiently. But if you do well and suffer for it, take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. You're going to be falsely accused of things. Paul was, they called him an outcast, a scum of the earth. I mean, I realize that. A lot of people ain't going to like it, but praise God, I've grown up enough to try not to let that bother me. But when you're corrected along the way and helped along the way, don't get mad at God. Don't get mad at the captain. Don't get mad at the servant. Just get right, get things fixed up. Hey. I ain't even told them at work this yet. They've called me 3 times. Said, "Yen's got a leak somewhere. 100 and some thousand gallons of water in a week, almost 200,000 gallons." And I said this. I said, "If that be the case, if that's that much water, it'd be coming up somewhere, wouldn't it? Not necessarily. I don't know much about it. But you put 250,000 gallons of water down in, you squirt a hole down in right, it's going to show up somewhere." It's just like being a good soldier of God and a soldier of the cross, trustworthy, looking to God, the author and the finisher of our faith. I guarantee it'll show up on you. Let's go on right here. He said right here. Verse number 21, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." Remember what he done? He said, "I lay my life down for my sheep." He's the good shepherd. That taught him everything. That done everything to him. What a man. Verse 22. "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." "Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. He came not to do his own will, but the will of the Father." Some things, if we want to be a soldier of God, you can't always have it your way. I can't always have it my way. It's God's way. Amen. Now look right here, guys. Verse number 24. "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on a tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." Look here. "For ye were as sheep going astray, but now return unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul." Amen. You know what a bishop is? He's a military man. You know what his job is? Go back, study it. There's more to it, but I'm not going to get into all that. But he's one that watches over the troops. He said, "You were like sheep gone astray, but now, having returned to the chief shepherd and the bishop of your soul," I'm glad this morning, praise God, that he showed me and taught me how to be a servant. I'm glad that he showed me and taught me how to be a bishop, over to be a troop leader, to show people the right way and teach them the right way and show them the ways of God and learn them the ways of God and let them realize we're going
to have to fight the good fight of faith. If you want to be a good soldier of the cross, stand for what's right. God will stand for you. And I'll guarantee you one thing, we're all like sheep, have gone astray, but we've returned to the chief shepherd and the bishop of our souls. Listen, right here, guys. Right here, I don't understand this. God, I didn't set this up this way. You didn't set this up this way. God called pastors to be bishops, to be leaders, to be a watch over the troops, over the house of God. How can you operate that one? Listen. Don't. You just look around. Hun, when the captain's away, they'll do what they want to. Where there's no leadership, where there's no training, people go AWOL. If you want to be a soldier of God, a soldier of the cross, you'll have to learn who to follow. Jesus said this. He said, "My sheep know my voice, and they follow me." You know why? He's the good shepherd. He's the bishop that we've returned our souls back into his hands. Paul said, "Listen to the church of Corinth." He said, "When I blow the trumpet, it's going to have a distinction to it. You want to know when the trumpet's being blown, either to get ready to put on war paint, or you want to get ready to know whether to cook a dinner and have a celebration." Honey, we're in a bad day. We're in a bad time. We're in a battle. We're in a fight. We're in a battle. We're in a fight. We're in a fight for our children, Lori. We're in a fight for our young ones that's coming up under us. We're in a battle, Lou, for them that we're trying to train and bring up and to be good soldiers of God, a soldier of Christ. And if you want to be a good troop leader, pray God, get right with God. If you're not, you can be. You can return to the bishop of your soul. He's the one that leads the troops. You might not be able to. It may be against you to carry a weapon. But go get the wounded and bring them in. You may be against. You might not be able to cook and fix like a lot of you do here. But pray God, I'm going to bring them to the banquet. We're troops. We're something in the house of God. And I'm saying this morning, guys, let's all return to the shepherd, the good shepherd. No wonder David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." And no wonder he said, "He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies." And no wonder he said, "Thy rod and thy staff, and they comfort me." And no wonder he said, "I won't be satisfied till I wait with thy likeness." Hey, this morning, if you're out there, return to the good shepherd and to the bishop of your soul, and you'll be a good troop.
That's right.
You'll become part of the troop. I'm going to tell this, and I'm closing. I must have been 13, 14 year old. I was in the boys, learning how to guess I was in the Boy Scouts. I earned all my medals. Luke got them somewhere. Merit badges and stuff, and then I left that and I joined a troop 99 emergency management. And we had a disaster, one of the old schools in Greenville across from the old Kaiser Funeral Home, that school there. What it was an explosion, and it blew me up on the basketball goal, and I had a stick stuck in my lung. And they couldn't take the stick out of my lung. Took me to the hospital. It was called Post 99. It was getting prepared for the emergencies that may be out there. If you want to be a good soldier of God, join the troop and learn, praise God, the dangers are out there ahead of us. And praise God, we can join together, arm in arm and hand in hand, and march on to the city of God and be a happy family. And whatever message God gives us, let's get ready to fight. Let's get ready to celebrate whatever He sends. It'll be all right. He is the chief shepherd.
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet. Happy Memorial Day. There were some good men that went on. You know, if I'd have thought about it, I wished I had thought about it. If I'd have went by Daddy's and I'd got his flag, they folded it up, put it in a box, and give it to Mommy. We're doing memorial services, and they'll pop them flags. It tires me all to pieces. Boy, I honor that. We are in the United States of America where men, women fought and died before we could have what we have today.
Right.
Honor God, honor His Word, you honor each other. And all that other foolishness, let her go on down the river.
Amen.
Just believe God, trust God, fight the good fight of faith. Do what's right, and you never do wrong if you do what's right. We had a troop leader. I didn't understand him all the time, but I done what he said. You know what I got along the way? They had honor celebrations. Just because I obeyed. When you obey, you'll be honored. Why people can't get that? We're striving together, guys. We're running a race. We're looking for a prize. What is that prize? To meet the Good Shepherd face to face one day and hear Him say this: "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Captains would look at you and they'd say, "Take that smile off your face." Reverence, honor God, you be a good soldier. Anything before we dismiss? You need to make sure and make him youngins, if they ain't done left. Have you, Abby?
No, I still got one right here. Oh.
Well, we've been wanting a youngin. I guess I left this one. Let your people rest.
I heard of the mom was married to my nephew.
You need to make sure and make them welcome. Because I had a couple come here one time like that, and them kids, talked to them later, and they said, "We don't want to come back. We thought them kids bothered people." You make sure and let them know them young didn't bother nobody.
She's also one of my visitors at work, Paul, and I didn't realize it until a few minutes after they came.
When you take your mask off, you can really see who you are, can't you?